Scuttling around the floor of a laboratory at the Georgia Institute of Technology in Atlanta, Professor Henrik Christensen's robots are hunting for insurgents.
If you were in Iraq and Afghanistan, you know that often IEDs are manufactured in the kitchen. So if you enter into a house, the first place you want to go is you want to go to the kitchen and figure out, is there something suspicious in the kitchen?
Professor Christensen and his team at Georgia Tech's Center for Robotics and Intelligent Machines are working on a project funded by the defense company BAE Systems. Their aim is to create unmanned swarming vehicles, programmed to map out the terrain inside a potential enemy hideout, allowing human soldiers to gather vital information about a building from a safe distance.
The scenario is that when you go into a building, you have an interest in how can I go through this environment, map out what does the environment look like, are there people in there, is it booby-trapped? So basically these robots will spread out, go through the environment, map out what does it look like, so that by the time you have humans entering the building, you have a lot of intelligence about what's happening.
Unmanned or robotic technology is now being applied to a whole range of military tasks, and the trend is towards machines that can do more and more on their own. Peter Singer from the Brookings Institution is an expert in the future of warfare. He says robots could herald a revolution on the battlefield.
Every so often in history, you get a technology that comes along that's a game changer. And there are things like gunpowder, there are things like the machine gun, the atomic bomb, the computer, and robotics is one of those. And when we say, you know, it can be a game changer, it means that it affects everything from the tactics that people use on the ground to the doctrine, how we organize our forces, to bigger questions of politics, law, ethics, when and where we go to war.
A robot cannot harm a human being. The first law of robotics.
Yeah, I know, I've seen your commercials. But doesn't the second law state that a robot has to obey any order given by a human being? What if it was given an order to kill?
A scene from I, Robot, the Hollywood film based loosely on a collection of short stories by Isaac Asimov. Asimov devised a set of rules, the laws of robotics, intended to ensure that machines couldn't turn against their creators. Asimov's vision was science fiction, but arms control campaigner Jody Williams is strongly opposed to the development of autonomous systems for warfighting.
We prefer to call them killer robots. It would be weapons that are lethal, weapons that on their own can kill, and there would be no human being involved in the decision-making process. The mere thought that human beings would set about to create machines that they can set loose to kill human beings, I find repulsive.
Professor Ronald Arkin from the Georgia Institute of Technology takes a very different view. He's put forward the concept of a weapon system controlled by a so-called ethical governor. It would have no human being physically pulling the trigger, but would be pre-programmed to comply with international laws of war and rules of engagement.
Everyone raises their arms and says, oh, evil robots, oh, killer robots. Well, we have killer soldiers out there. We need to put technology to use to address the issues of reducing non-combatant casualties in the battle space. And I believe, until someone can prove to me otherwise, that the judicious application of ethical robotic systems can indeed accomplish that, if we are foolish enough as a nation, as a world, to persist in warfare.
The X-47B unmanned combat aircraft undergoing trials at a military base in Maryland. It's machines like this, rather than the Terminators and Robocops of science fiction, that will be the true face of autonomous warfare in the years ahead. America is still the world leader in unmanned technology. But Peter Singer from the Brookings Institution says that this may not be the case forever.
The reality is, besides the United States, there are 76 other countries with military robotics programs right now. The point is this a rapidly proliferating technology with relatively low barriers to entry? You can, for a couple $100, purchase a small drone that a couple years ago was only limited to militaries.
Back in Atlanta, a pair of graduate students are using one of those small, cheap drones to map out a replica of the Georgia Tech campus. The prospect of totally autonomous weapons technology, so-called human-out-of-the-loop systems, is still some way off. But Nobel laureate Jody Williams will launch a campaign in London next month to try to outlaw any further research.
If they are allowed to continue R&D and develop them and use them as they will, the entire face of warfare will be changed forever in an absolutely terrifying fashion.
However, Professor Ronald Arkin says that this would be a step too far.
Ensuring that these platforms are not rushed out into the battlefield before that they are ready is a crucially important aspect. But to ban them outright without doing the research to understand if they can potentially lower non-combatant casualties is a disservice to those who are unfortunately slaughtered in warfare by human soldiers as well, too.